It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It's the Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio with Randy Joppy, Hoppy Joppy, Crappy Joppy, whatever his name is.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and fire up your grill.
We're going to have a Name the Pig contest, but I think we need to have a Name the Joppy contest as well, because I'm getting kind of thrown around with all the nicknames for you.
Well, you know what? We'll come up with one. Randy's good for today.
We've got a ton of stuff on our plate, so let's get right into the show this morning. We have, Randy ran out and bought a pig, and so we've got the Name the Pig contest going on. And I've got an idea for everybody out there listening that's a Facebook fan, or if you're not a Facebook fan yet, boot up your computer, get your Facebook fired up, and find the Grilling Guys on the Facebook page, and friend us this morning, and give us your name on Facebook. Here's what's going to happen. If you give us your name on Facebook this morning, anybody who enters into that on Facebook, we have some leftover prizes from last weekend from Alan Bob's, because Alan Bob sponsored us for the Big Dam to Dam contest that we...
Yeah, awesome time. We were up at Croton Hardy Pond up there and did our show from up there. If any of you were listening, it was a great time. But Alan Bob's is a great sponsor of our show, and they had given us some ice fishing equipment. And our sister station, LAV, did such a great job up there that they had hundreds and hundreds of prizes for everybody that was participating. So we decided to give ours to our listeners today. So a bonus.
Yes. And what really happened is Randy and I were going to have this fish throwdown, and neither one of us ever got a rod in our hands because we ended up bringing the grill out on the ice, and the Line and Cougar boys surrounded us and ate all our venison.
Yep, we had venison, we had ribs, we threw some brats on there. We had a great time.
We had too much fun
grilling out on the ice. But yes. No, I went up to Steedham Farms, and Chad Steedham is a buddy of mine from out in Grattan way, and went up there and bought this pig. And we're going to raise this thing between now and Memorial Day. And if you'll help us name it, as Bob said on Facebook there, what we're going to do is we're going to come to your backyard for you and 20 of your best friends, and we're going to throw down a big pig barbecue. She's growing at about a pound and a half a day, Chad tells me. So she's going to be about 250 when we're ready to go.
I think that's 12 ounces an hour.
Yeah, about 12 ounces an hour. Right, that's right.
So go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. Look up the Grilling Guys right now, and friend us. Emily Westfall is here running the board this morning, our wonderful producer, and she's got the Facebook page fired up and on the big screen. And we're going to approve you, and we're going to take your comments, your names. Whoever gets the best name this morning is going to win all that ice fishing gear from Alan Bob's from last weekend. We have an Eskimo auger. We have a really sweet tackle box and an ice fishing rod and reel combo that is, we're not talking the cheap big box stuff. We're talking Alan Bob's quality ice fishing rod.
Yeah, I think it's a $50 rod. I saw the price tag is still on it.
I think
it's really $49, nice.
But it's pretty nice. I want it because, as you know now, I don't have one.
Well, that just proved the fact that you think you can fish.
Yeah. Well, real quick, before we get into the rest of the show, we did another wild game class. And during that wild game class, I got to meet a fella named Shannon Simon. And he's on our sister station, WJRW, and he does a financial show. And Shannon just happens to be one of these big grilling, smoking guys. So, there's more and more people in this building that I'm finding are absolute meat freaks. Dave brought in some salmon this morning, and it's... So Shannon's in here with us. Shannon, you can grab that mic right over there and say hi to everybody. But he's now he's tempting us with some smoked sausage. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Glad to be here. But I'm originally from Louisiana, and when you guys inspired me with that cooking show to try the Cajun sausage, so I brought some in for you. I did not smoke it myself, but it's a place in Louisiana called The Best Stop
that smells good.
Some of the best sausage that's ever. So, yep. That's it was a great show, or a great class. I really appreciate the opportunity that you guys took to show, I guess, our commoners how to make sausage. So,
oh, it isn't commoners. It's is it's everybody.
Is this what you made at our class?
No.
I was going to say, this is really good.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate the vote of confidence there. But no, it's from Louisiana. It's a place down there.
Did that sound bad?
Nah, that's all right. But I literally import this from Louisiana back up. It's some of the stuff that I use for gumbo and everything else. So it's
that is good. Hey, real quickly, we've got, I think it's Maury online that wants to name the pig. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Maury. Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, Maury.
Yeah, I was just telling the your call screener there that I was on the road listening, and I'd love to get in on it if that's okay. And a little bit of prophetic naming, if we can do it, since it's still in the early stages. But I'd like to throw out Big Sid for a name. Big Sid.
Big Sid. All
Big
right.
Sid the pig. We'll make a note of that. Any significance of that, or is it just a great name for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Is there any significance to Big Sid? Is this like one of your buddies or something you want to name this pig after, or what?
No, I just was listening, and I thought, Sid, I like the name Sid.
But I think it's a girl.
Big Sid, because we need it to be a big pig, so.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Maury.
Hey, enjoy the show, guys.
Okay, appreciate it. So anyway, Shannon, thanks so much for coming down here. Tell us real quickly about your show.
Well, yeah, our show is called Helping You Keep What You've Earned. It airs every Saturday at 8 a.m. here on, on WJRW. And we really just try to, if you're tired of listening to all the talking heads that are out there on the national networks, we really try to break things down in the simplest terms to make things easy for our listeners and really educational focus for everybody.
Sounds good. It sounds like something Randy and I could really listen to, because you got to break it down to simple terms for us.
There
at least
go.
Me.
Well,
Randy's pretty sophisticated with his. He actually has people that help him. I just, you know, open up a little book and throw a dart.
Does that surprise you, though, with the look of that hat that he's wearing?
Don't get started.
We're back again. I'm sorry, guys, but if you were with us last week, he had that Stormy Cromer on. He's wearing it inside now.
Hey, John Leinenkugel had one on, okay?
Yeah, it's okay. John Leinenkugel had a lot of things on, but anyway.
Well, also wanted to give you guys some Cajun seasoning that's locally made down in Louisiana, let you guys try it and see it. And
wonderful.
We still import that as well. So
now this sausage is off the hook good.
Yeah,
it is.
You can
put that in gumbo.
I do.
Oh.
And you know what? Here's the thing.
What do you call that sausage, by the way?
It's just Cajun smoked sausage mix. So it's beef and pork that's mixed, and it's just...
Is this the seasoning that makes that sausage?
No, this is a little bit different, but I'm going to work on getting the information from the people that make this.
That would be great, because we're doing another Wild Game class, and I would love to bring you up for that.
Sounds good. That would
be
great.
Hey, that was Shannon Simon, and you can hear him on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on WJRW. That's 1340 in Grand Rapids, or you can listen to it on your smartphone. Thanks, Shannon.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
Okay. Coming up next, we want to get everybody also fired into their computer, and we want you to go to the about.com page, and you can go to thegrillingguys.com and check it out. You need to vote for the good one, because we're getting a national ranking here. This grill is so hot. It's getting nationally ranked, and just go to bbq.about.com. And you can check us out at thegrillingguys.com, and you can hook up with that same link there. But go on and vote for the good one, because it's just climbing nationally. And if you like this show, they support us. They're great grills, cook all the meats for all our stuff. So give those people in Kansas City a little help. And right now we want to boot out to the phones in South Carolina and talk with our industry leader here from Tech Infrared, and we're going to talk to Max Folda. Max, you out there?
Yeah, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, buddy. I'm sitting in the studio here with Randy Joppy.
Good morning, Max. Hey, thanks for making time for us today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
You know, infrared grills are something that is not a common household understanding, and we've been had the good pleasure of cooking on some of your grills, as you know, and tell us a little bit about what makes a Tech grill so special.
You know, the biggest difference which sets us apart from everybody else is that we cook with only 100% infrared heat.
So describe that to me, Max. People might not know what that is.
Okay. You know, when you step out in the parking lot, and I look real quick on the internet before I called you, and I understand it's cloudy and you're expecting snow today, but in sunny South Carolina where I am, we step out into the parking lot, and you feel that heat coming from the sun. That's infrared heat.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't happen in Michigan in the winter. We get cloud about 75% of the time.
Well, they get a little sun in Detroit. We just don't get it on this side. We're kind of the depressed side of the state.
Well, when spring starts to come and things start to thaw, you'll get a little sunshine. And when you do, that's infrared heat. And infrared heat comes from the sun, it comes from charcoal, it comes from gas heat, it comes from a multitude of heat sources. But what it does is, think about how far the sun is away. It's 93 million miles away. and you stand in the parking lot and you can feel the heat from it. But we know that once you get about 35,000 feet above the Earth's surface, everything goes to 0 degrees centigrade, so everything freezes immediately. So somehow the sun, 93 million miles away, is heating you standing in the parking lot, but it's not heating the space in between you and the sun. That's what infrared heating has to do with. And the fact of the matter is, the way I understand it, is that the heat keeps moving until it hits something. Whether it hits an asteroid or it hits the parking lot or it hits you, it keeps going until it comes in contact with something like molecules.
Okay, so what does this do for grilling? Okay. So we got our grill. It's a little closer to me than 93,000 miles away, and or million miles away, whatever the number is. And so tell me, what makes this special when I'm cooking?
Okay. What it does is pretty exclusive to Tech is that we cook with only 100% infrared energy, which means we cook with only 100% infrared heat. And what I mean by that is, think about when you're cooking a hamburger at home, not on a Tech grill, on anything else. You start off with this big, nice hamburger, you throw it on the grill, and what happens? It starts to shrink.
Right.
It keeps shrinking, it keeps shrinking, and in your part of the country, you end up with something called a hockey puck. You know, doesn't have much moisture in it. Everybody wants a medium hamburger or a medium steak because it's got a little bit of moisture left in it.
Yeah, no guy likes shrinkage, let me tell you that.
I wasn't even going to go there.
Well, listen, Max, we're going to have to cut you short here because we got to go make a little money, but you and I are going to spend the whole week together next week, and we'll discuss all that stuff out in Salt Lake City, right?
Excellent. That sounds great, Bob.
We have lots of people to grill for next week. We're going to be at the big National Grill Show in Salt Lake City, so...
Max, maybe we can get you to call in because I'll be back here in snowy, cold Michigan while you guys are out gallivanting in South Lake City. So we'll maybe next Saturday morning, if you guys are available, we'll finish this conversation.
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate you having
me. Hey, we'll see you Tuesday, buddy.
All right. Bye.
That's Max Fulda from Tech Infrared, and he is just probably one of the best steak grillers I've ever met, and he is totally... totally into infrared, but the guy kills a lot of deer too. He's a hunting freak. He's 6'5" and he slips through the woods like an Indian. The guy's like part, he's got part Cherokee in him.
Does he?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
He's real good.
All right.
We're going to take just a time out for a second and pay some bills, but when we come back, we're going to talk to some very cool guys here who slipped in here through the front door this morning. We got Jason and Drew coming in from Brewery Vivant, and the latest brewery to open in West Michigan, and it is the hot spot. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Citadel, and we're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, like it or not. We're yapping about meat, beer, wine, sausage, fish, chicken, what?
It's Saturday. Fire up your grill.
That's right.
It's going to be a great day. Spend some time with your family in the backyard. Make something good to eat. We're happy to help you.
Yep, we'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.